The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Fabulous Good Day tunes to get us started with another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. Amazing as that is. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring all the social media. I'm monitoring all the big news, the big stories, the big stuff. And believe it or not, folks, there is a GOP presentation. I'm not going to do it the favor of calling it a debate. We're going to discuss foreign policy.
Why not?
Because it isn't a debate. The last one wasn't a debate. This is a debate. I was schooled in debating. I was on the debate team at Heidelberg, and we were given the way you do a debate, if you didn't have any debating in school, teach it in high school or college, debating is pitting one idea against another idea in some sort of supervised fashion. What they're doing with these so-called debates on TV is the news people are asking questions, and then one person, and they'll give it to Mr. Trump, or they'll give it to Mr. Carson, or give it to Ms. Fiorina, whoever they give it to, and then they go on to the next person instead of having two people given an idea. That's what a debate is. For example, what I use as an example of how this worked earlier on, when I was in college, we debated, one person debated briefs and the other boxers. And at the end of the 2.5 minutes you have a presentation time, you don't know anything about the subject. It's kind of like when we do our pitches in the My Cool Inventions category. Okay, Richie will say, you do 60 seconds on this, and then you just have to do it. Well, debating is the same thing. You're not prepared. You don't know what they're going to ask you in a debate. There are actual, they have competitions around the country in debating.
One of the kids in my taekwondo class, he's in sophomore in college.
Yeah.
And he's been on the debate club all through, and why don't they just throw this out and say, okay, Carson and Trump, you guys go
ahead. Exactly, that's the point I'm making. They don't do that, though.
Why don't they?
Who knows? They're trying to control it, but it sure as heck isn't a debate. It's a discussion of some of the issues, perhaps, and hopefully it won't be tarnished by these guys going back to grade school and fighting like a bunch of sissies, making fun of each other.
You're going to get that with Trump because he calls everybody stupid and a moron.
He seemed to be backing off of that a little bit this week, which is probably smart. But calling doesn't do anything. What does that do? And the distraction from what the real issues are. Hello. So let's see what they do tonight. Anyway, we'll talk more about that.
Do you think we need a bully as a president? Since Putin is a bully, North Korea is a bully.
Do we need a bully?
Iran is a bully. Would it be good to have a bully as a president?
I don't know. You're a bully sometimes. What do you think?
You perceive me as a bully.
I do perceive you as a bully. Oh, really, though? That's your perception as well.
See, now you're going to say I'm bullying you again.
Well, but the idea of having strength, is there a confusion between what is strength and being a bully? Is Putin really strong, or is he just mouthy because he has other things that lack in his personality or his size or his stature, so he has to come across as a bully? In debates, it isn't size that matters. It is, the size of your brain, your argument, whatever it is. And this gets lost in the conversation. And all of this stuff. Last night, Meredith and I went to a restaurant, and up on the four screens, we sat at the bar to have some fish and stuff, and we were talking about things. And there's the CNN, the cable channel for CNN. 22 hours, 18 minutes, 35 seconds until the first debate. What a bunch of nonsense. And then all these guys yakking about nothing. Drivel. It's all drivel.
We were sitting in I told you we went out to dinner the night before with some friends and the kids and everything.
Mm.
And up on CNN, they had CNN on up in the sushi restaurant there. Yeah. I mean, that, in Dallas, there was 20-some thousand people waiting to see Trump speak.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday
that
you
arena
spoke on the Iowa.
It was full.
Yeah, it was. All right, speaking of Texas, a group calling for Texas to secede from the Union and become an independent nation has launched. They want to get a question on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I don't know what good that's going to do them. A story from the Texas Nationalist Movement's office. They've circulated a petition trying to get 75,000 signatures by December 1st. They want to get the Secretary of State to put the question on the ballot. The vote on whether Texas should reassert its status as an independent nation, in the words of the petition, would be non-binding in the state's Republican Party has already distanced itself from the group. Duh. Why are they just having a Republican primary? Why don't they put on the Democratic primary ballot, too? There's going to be a Democratic primary. Why are they
thinking they won't get a lot of positive response?
Well, so they think the Republicans want to secede?
I think it's a Republican group that has come up with this.
Yeah.
That's why they're putting it on that.
But they lose credibility when they do it that way. Anyway, go back to 1845.
They lose credibility. When did they ever have any?
Well, yeah. It depends on your point of view. Some people who are members of that group think that they have credibility, that's for sure. Anyway, the Texas Nationalist Movement points to a clause in the state constitution that stipulates Texans can alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they think expedient. Wow, why don't we all have that? Let's do that as a national referendum, never mind. Let's all of us secede from the country. Does that mean there'll be no more country left? They say
that's about it.
The end game for us is to have a binding referendum on Texas independence, much like the people of Scotland had this past September. Remember that? All right. So,
which actually came close.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Yes, it did. Ivan Elin, speaking of getting close, is going to be very close to us in terms of connection. We're going to talk about the GOP presentation tonight on CNN and then discuss a few things that maybe ought to be part of the consideration therein. 13 after the hour on today's Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, 16 after now on Good Day. I'm Doug Stephan Ritchie, and Kenny and I have Ivan Elin, who is the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He writes frequently for the Huffington Post, and this week he writes, quote, the U.S. has by far the greatest military dominance in the world. both absolutely and relative to other great powers at this time, to back up its foreign policy. Such a potent, offensively oriented force is hardly needed for the defense of what the nation's founders realized was perhaps the most intrinsically secure great power in world history because of its remoteness from the centers of world conflict. You know, Ivan, I'm really, you and I have had some good conversations before. This is the best thing that I've read that you have said. It's about time somebody put into print the reality of how fat, bloated, and overdone the military is. You said it nicely. I don't say it nicely because I'm tired of the corruption and the abuse and the scandals and the greed that is part of the military-industrial complex. And then you listen to some of these airheads say, we've got to reestablish military superiority. When did we ever even come close in the last 100 years from losing that? That kind of talk is nonsense, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Even during the Soviet Union, there was really only one superpower in total. They used to call the Soviet Union Burkina Faso with missiles, meaning that its economy really wasn't up to the task. And of course, we had much better technology, and the threat would increase every spring as the U.S. military wanted to get more money, and so we built this power into bigger than it was. And of course, when the Soviet Union fell down, we saw that a lot of this was sort of a paper tiger. And we of course have had a much better military all the time, even during the Cold War when there were supposed to be two superpowers. So I think, and now of course we're vastly dominant in spending. We spend what the next eight or nine countries spend
altogether.
You know, the next largest spenders.
Yep. All right. So we have this. This is sort of akin to a bodybuilder. Like this is Arnold Schwarzenegger compared to Donald Trump in physique. How's that for a comparison?
Yeah, I think that's really true. We've always been. Other countries think of us as the power that has a lot of gadgets and military power, but not too much sense sometimes. And our foreign policy, I think, indicates that many times.
Well, so Doug, let's give it to you. Let's say that we shrink the military.
Nobody's suggesting we shrink the military. That's not the suggestion at all.
You're saying it's bloated and overdone.
No, it is. But then I'm saying they keep saying we got to spend more to build our military up. For what? We're not going to have any kind of war that'll involve lots of people. The only reason we have it, as Ivan points out, is to be offensive. That is to go after people like Iraq and Afghanistan. We're not protecting ourselves.
Right, exactly. So what happens if we don't do all of that? What happens with the rest of the world?
Well, I don't think we should be in charge of the world. The world somehow made it through before we became a superpower, and we only did. This foreign policy is really not traditional. I mean, most of us can't remember when we didn't have it because we've had it since World War II. But prior to World War II, we didn't do all that. And other countries, the balance that we relied on, balance of power in various regions, and when the balance of power got out of whack, like World War II, sure, you have to do something. But I think World War II worked out pretty well as far as, we came in at the end. We didn't have as many casualties as other people, and we balanced off all these other countries that couldn't keep themselves from war.
So this discussion come up tonight?
Well, I don't think so, because even Rand Paul, who's supposed to be a restrained in foreign policy, has advocated big defense budget increases. So they may discuss foreign policy, but they'll probably criticize Obama for being too weak and intervening too little in Syria, et cetera.
Yeah, well, that is true. We have all this military. We're not using it against ISIS, and that's why you got all the flood of, the Europeans are in a horrible state.
Right. That's what you get.
Yeah, that we're not doing with what we have what we ought to be doing in reality. At least that's the way I think we look at it. Ivan, thank you for bringing this up again. You can check out Ivan's writing at the Huffington Post, and he's also Senior Fellow Director for Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. 21 after the hour.
Paid not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is the My Three Songs contest. On Good Day, we're going to play three snippets from songs by different artists, and they have something in common, a particular item in common. You got to figure out what that item is. Then you call us at 888-302-3684. The first person that gets in, I'm trying to repeat the number so that last number doesn't sound like a four.
Yes, they are.
800-302-3684. We'll give you a sample pack of Cedarside's organic bug sprays if you can tell us what these three songs have in common. Here's a cut from the first song, Paul Simon. This is a great, that's a great song, great album. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Lisa Marie Presley. That's her debut single. And the last clip is by Mark Cohn, the song very popular called Walking in Memphis.
Then I'm walking in Memphis.
It's only hit here in our country, 1991. All right, so let's go back and play a little more of each of these songs. Graceland, Lights Out, Walking in Memphis. What do they all have in common? 888-302-3684. Graceland album. My God, that was such a great cover, 1986. This song won a Grammy. The vocals are by the Everly Brothers, backgrounders. Paul wrote the song on a road trip he took after his divorce. He'd been married to Carrie Fisher. And he decided to hit the road. His first stop was Graceland. All right, so that's the first song in this hat trick. Second one is Lisa Marie Presley from her debut album, big hit in the United Kingdom. Didn't do so well here. Huge on the country music television circuit, it seems. Lights Out by Lisa Marie. Want to play a little of this, Richie? And the last song is this other song I found to be a great pop hit, Walking in Memphis.
Then I'm walking in Memphis.
big hit for Cher in the UK in 1995. The band Lone Star had a big hit with it on the country charts in 2003. Mark wrote the song in part after he went on a trip he described as a spiritual awakening, where he heard Al Green preach the gospel. That'd be something I'd like to
cool,
watch.
Yeah.
That would be very
I've
cool.
seen Al Green in concert. That's cool. I can't imagine what it's like to see.
Very interesting. Very cool. All right, so again, Graceland Lights Out, Walking to Memphis, 888-302-3684. Let's reach out to Brian, who's up in Alaska. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How you doing? Have I ever spoken to you before?
A couple of times.
Really?
About a year ago, probably.
And what did we talk about?
About what you're going to give me when I win a contest?
Really? So it's, you're one of those guys. Gimme, 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 huh?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Deserves. He works hard.
He does? He works hard?
Yeah.
Hard for the money? All right, so what do you think these three songs have in common?
Well, I hope I don't make myself sound stupid, but I think he really lopped us a softball here.
Really?
Elvis Presley?
That's not a bad guess. Hold on a second. Dennis, we just got the other side up. Uh-huh. Dennis, what do you think these three songs have in common?
Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah. All right.
So Elvis, Brian says Elvis, Dennis says Memphis, and in fact, you could, let's see, we got anybody that says Graceland? No, nobody says Graceland. You could make an argument for either or both of those, so we'll give you both a sample pack.
No, you can't.
Why?
Okay, the words that mention Elvis in I mean, Lisa Marie. Mark Tan doesn't mention Elvis, though.
Well, Graceland is where he lived.
He's talking about going to Graceland.
Memphis is all about Elvis and going to Graceland. What's the matter with you?
I was on the Memphis train here.
Yeah, well, Memphis is fine, but also Elvis is okay. I'm the arbiter because I'm the boss, and I say give them both.
Wow,
sample
you guys
packs.
Win.
Yay!
The boss says so.
The boss says you win. All right, Brian, Dennis, thanks. Hold on a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their pet is almost like a member of the family. Mine actually are. But when it comes time to make out their will, few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Recently, a study by the ASPCA suggested only 17% of pet guardians had taken any legal action to provide care for their dog, cat, or other type of pet if something were to happen to them. Millions, I mean millions of companion animals surrender to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continued care for them in event something was able to happen to them and they were unable to do it. It's really important if you have a dog or a cat or any type of animal to speak to an attorney and set up a pet trust. You know, recently I was broadcasting from a local shelter in California, and while I was there, someone brought in a 12-year-old beagle that belonged to their grandparents. The grandparents had both died. They didn't want the dog anymore, so they turned it into a shelter. What are the chances of a 12-year-old dog finding a home? Pretty limited. Make those arrangements. Your dog or cat is part of the family. Set up a trust. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons at just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Rich McFadden here without the ladies. Jennifer is wandering around the East Coast someplace. Back next week. Wondering. She's busy doing some important things. This is an important program. We always do important things here. Our thoughts for the day. I don't know. Maybe I have thoughts. I have quotes. I like this from Henry David Thoreau. Goodness is the only investment which never fails. Goodness is... I saw something the other day.
Who do you think still believes that?
Goodness is the only investment which never fails. I do.
Let me rephrase that.
I believe it.
Uses it. Lives by it.
I'd like to think that I do. I think it's a very important thing to be a good person.
I should be that.
Yeah. There's another... I was visiting with a friend of mine on Sunday, and she had a tray on her kitchen table, and it said... let me see if I can paraphrase it. Love is the only fire for which there is no insurance. That was very, very insightful. B.B. King, who would have been, he would have been 90 today. If he died last year, right?
Right.
Or early this year. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. Oh, bravo. Isn't that true? So true.
Good guy. Good man.
Nobody can take it away from you. Yep. Something for us all to keep. Have your integrity and keep your thoughts, because they are the only thing that really is yours. Here's the quote of the day. There's been a mix-up. Spokesperson for the president of Zimbabwe gave a speech yesterday, apparently not realizing that it was the same speech that he gave last month to the same people. Wouldn't you love that if Obama or whoever was president, or Trump, whoever is out and about?
Well, I mean, hey, they all have a handful of speeches that they give, especially when they go out on the circuit after they're done.
Yeah.
I remember Liddy used to tell me he had like 3 to 5 different speeches at any given time that he just kind of constantly tweaked and upgraded.
Yeah.
And he was so good at delivering it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to manage that, right?
Yep. All right. Speaking of delivering, Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in a few minutes. We have some very important medical news that we will go over with him, as is usually the case. This is a sort of no-no in terms of doing a radio program like this, but because the information is so compelling, I'm going to, instead of flash forward, I'm going to flash back a moment here to a discussion about Pluto. We were looking earlier, Richie, at pictures, or we were talking about the pictures that you can see online from Pluto, and for whatever the reason, I came up with a wildly incorrect number as to how far away Pluto is from our planet. The Sun is 93 million miles that away, and Pluto is 4.7 billion miles that away. So this spacecraft that went out took 9 years to get to Pluto to take these absolutely magnificent pictures that you can see on the NASA website, nasa.gov. This planet, 4.7 billion miles away, traveled, listen, you can't even imagine this, but try to wrap yourself around
it.
This thing traveled 750,000 miles a day, 750,000 miles in a day. And think about it in terms of the circumference of the Earth. It takes the space station or anything that's going around our planet about 90 minutes to get around. The 25,000 miles, our planet at its broadest is 25,000 miles around. So if you multiply that out, or you do the division, it's 30,000 trips around our planet every day for 9 years to get to Pluto.
And didn't hit anything.
No. Didn't come close to the other planets. Nothing else got in the way.
No asteroids, no space junk, no dust.
None of that stuff. Yeah.
It made it.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, I was just sitting there thinking, okay, well, once you get out into space and you have something propel you, what stops you?
Yeah.
It just keeps, because the air gets thinner and thinner.
No, there's
thinner,
no air
right?
at all. There's no atmosphere.
But then I thought, how does it not get caught up in the rotation of the gravity of the rest of the solar system? How does it keep going straight out? That's what I don't comprehend.
Well, they send signals out to it, and it takes that long for the signals to get. I don't know how long it's taken for the pictures to get back.
I just don't understand how at some point it will just start going to the right and then just get caught up in the big circle.
The point
that everything
is
else goes in.
That we don't understand, Richie. That's what the point is. We
so
do
well,
not
the point is
understand.
Somebody does.
Somebody's figured it out. Good for them. Congratulations to them. Meanwhile, back here on planet Earth, tonight, this CNN presentation, let's see, the second tier, Bobby Jindal, Santorum, Graham, George Pataki, what a waste of time that is. Senator Rand Paul is going to be on the stage with Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, and Chris Christie. Chris Christie seems to be becoming irrelevant.
Becoming?
Well, he is irrelevant, yeah.
I think he took a hit in the last one when he got into that.
He looked bad.
When he tried to
Scott
mix it
Walker
up.
Has nothing going for him. I don't see. I'd like to see John Kasich. I never pronounced his name right. I think it's Kasich, in fact.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him as the vice president, whoever wins. Although the person that seems to be on most people's minds as the VP would be Marco Rubio. But that won't happen if Jeb Bush is the standard bearer, which I hope is not the case.
Half Florida wrapped up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really tired of Mike Huckabee. Rand Paul, I'm disappointed in. That's how I'm, as I look at these.
Scott Walker, I'm disappointed in.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Well, I never had any skin with him anyway.
No, I liked him.
Ted Cruz, I didn't like.
Still do.
The one that the thing that I like about Ted Cruz is that he's such a strong Tea Party person, but they ruined it for themselves by getting involved in social issues, and that's what'll take Ben Carson down. Ben Carson's way too involved, like Huckabee is, in telling people how to live their lives, being judgmental. He has good ideas for other things.
I don't see that. I think he may believe it, but I don't think he's... I don't think he's going to jump into the White House one day one and let's ban abortion.
No, man. It isn't day one that counts. It's like Obama day one didn't do anything either. But look what's happened in the wake of the past 6.5 years. I got a kick out of a headline on the Associated Press website, what Trump and Carson have in common. And what I felt as I read that immediately was an anti-feminist point of view from the Associated Press. Because, in fact, Carly Fiorina has much more in common with Donald Trump and vice versa than Carson does. So why would they, Kenny, make that a headline? Why is it that they leave Mrs. Fiorina out of that when, in fact, it is the fact that she has more in common than Trump does?
Yeah, Rich is right. Polls, Carson and Trump are just about tied right now. Right.
In the Iowa polls.
Yeah.
That won't last long. I just won't, because Carson doesn't have the hooch that it takes to get headlines. It may be that Carson has done well, people are paying attention to him, but who grabs all the headlines?
It sucks
all the air out of newscasts. It's always Donald Trump.
He does. But
sucks
it's
all
just,
the air out.
It's so amazing how the two non-government guys are just miles
non-government
ahead of everybody
lady.
Else.
The non-government lady. Yeah, don't leave her out because she's a force to be reckoned with, and appropriately so.
I hope so.
Yep, me too. 42 past the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's simple math, simple mathematics. More hair in the sink, by the drain, in your comb and your brush. That means you have less hair on your head. I hope you still have the same head. But if you're losing
that's
your hair...
Fix. I'm just going to get a new head.
That's
hair on it.
Right, exactly. We'll send Jack out for that. Remember in the second season of 24?
Oh, jeez.
Now you got me thinking about this. We were sort of binge-watching 24 in the second season. And he's been brought in to counter one of the bad guys. And there's somebody in jail who's supposed to testify against this bad guy. And he's already made his deal. The guy says he comes in and sits down in the conference room at CTU. And he's sitting there smugly saying, well, I'm all set. You can't touch me. I can't do anything. You can't make me do this, that, or the other thing. Jack takes out his gun and shoots the guy and then takes a hacksaw and cuts his head off and brings it to the bad guy, showing him that he can be trusted. That's losing your hair and your head.
Oof.
All right, aren't you glad I brought that up?
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So does Provia help with that?
Provia may not have helped that fellow out, but if you're losing just your hair, not your head, perhaps you'd want to think about Provia, because it is a clinically graded botanical serum. That's what really you rub it on your head, cleanses the pores, opens them up so that your hair follicles can get through. If your hair is getting thin, especially around your part line or in the back by that shiny spot there in the back, this is the thing to try, and it's safe for men and women. Colored treated hair doesn't make any difference. Call 800-525-8319 and say goodbye to the wispy hairs that are blowing in the wind and then blowing off your head. They're coming back again.
Do you have like a pterodactyl in your
800-525-8319. I have the window open, actually, back here. And there are a bunch of crows, for whatever the reason, flying around. Not a pterodactyl. I'm safe, Richard. It's okay. 800-525-8319. But you've noticed there's been a lot of noise here on the farm.
It's noisy on the farm the past week.
Crickets. Yeah. Well, the crickets are gone because it's now wet. When it's dry, they come out. But the crows are around looking because the worms have come to the surface and all the rain, so the crows go walking around the lawn looking for the for the worms. You didn't know that.
I did not know
that. It's a lesson from the farm.
I learned so much.
So now we've learned about worms,
how to grow more hair,
crows
and worms.
And how to grow more hair.
In an enlightening couple of minutes.
It's perfect. 800-525-8319. Just don't send this to the sponsor. You don't know I'm listening to this conversation.
Kara, kill this air check.
800-525-8319, though. The message is clear. Provia will get your hair back. If you don't get your hair back, get your money back. That's the way it works. 800-525-8319.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com.
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us now. His website, drhoffman.com, is the home of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which this week is focusing on your diagnosis of breast cancer. If you have been given that diagnosis, what happens? This is really a well-thought-out overview of what happened. I think this applies to anybody who's told, Richie, you would be interested in this, anybody who's told they have cancer has to have this sort of reality, Ron, right?
Well, indeed. And in fact, you know, the article is about a type of early breast cancer called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which accounts for as much as 20% of breast cancer diagnoses. And it turns out that for women with early DCIS, simply not doing anything turns out to be just as effective as aggressive surgery, which may sometimes be bilateral mastectomy. That really is a mind-blowing
notion. So this sort of flies in the face of Angelina Jolie and all the discussion about her earlier when she said she had preemptory surgery to get rid of her breasts because she was worried about getting breast cancer.
Well, her situation is a little different because she may have had a more advanced form of cancer. Plus, she had the genes that predisposed the cancer, and then ovarian cancer is a possibility. So a slightly different case. But what it suggests is that for certain men with prostate cancer, early prostate cancer, certain women with early breast cancer, perhaps other cancers, just simply watchful waiting with active lifestyle changes could make a big difference.
Wow.
And Rich, you've grown because if for some people, this may not be psychologically acceptable. You know, you got cancer in your body.
I want to do something. Do something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't just stand there, do something, but maybe don't just stand there, do nothing. Might be equivalent or even preferable.
All right. There's another report of an American having the bubonic. Is it boo or bu? Bubonic plague. Boo.
You know, it's been 600 years since I've talked about that, so I don't even know the pronunciation anymore.
So what is the, other than this, the news media fiasco, what does this, we have, 14, 16 people in this country that have this plague. What does this really mean to the average person?
You know, it's like a scene out of Spamalot, you know, the plague wagons, you know, with the song Bring Out the Dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have this specter of the plague sweeping across America. Mm-hmm. And yet there are few isolated cases, but in some strange places. In Michigan, there was a case of the plague, the first case in decades. In Colorado, there have been a few cases. The plague is that thing that killed literally half the population of Europe in the Middle Ages. Today with antibiotics, we can treat it. Unfortunately, some people have died because they haven't even realized that they've had it until it was too late. It appears to be transmitted by animals like squirrels, rodents, which can be plentiful in places like cabins, campsites. You know, it's a summertime thing. But the fleas ultimately carry the plague bacteria, and then they transmit it to rodents, and rodents may come into contact with people and then transmit the plague. It's a very weird thing.
Yeah, that's why you need maybe Cedarside, that organic bug spray, to get rid of the fleas, and whether or not dogs get it. Who gets it first? How many people have dogs and have fleas around, and are those fleas susceptible? Are we going to scare everybody?
We better check with the FCC first if Cedarside can make the claim that they prevent the plague. I'm not sure that they would. I'm not sure the sponsor would be down with that. Right, exactly.
Right.
I'm sure the sponsor, right.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman, drhoffman.com website. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Shake your hips. Doggies, too.
Oh, it's time for Warren Eckstein, the professor of poodles and poodlery, is here. Never been introduced that way, Warren, right? I always try to find something exciting and new to bring you in. He's the host of the Pet Show, and there are lots of discussions about poodles, as well as other dogs, you know, cats, whatever you got around. I saw a picture on Facebook last night. Meredith was going through her pictures with me, and there's a picture of a cat holding a little turtle. The cat was actually a kitten, and there's a little tiny turtle that was between its paws, which I found interesting. Isn't it true? I want to get to a couple of things that I got to do about for Cedarside first, but I'm thinking, Warren, that there are probably some very interesting pictures and realities of various animals getting along with other animals that you would never expect to be compatible. Let's talk about that in just a second. If you need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, Cedarside, C-E-D-A-R, Side, C-I-D-E, Cedarside, is the answer. And the website, cedarside.com, is where you will find all the information about natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside.com. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home, for your family. It harnesses the cedar oil that makes organic pest control easy. You'll be able to repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name it. Cedarside gets rid of it. Get rid of things that will harm your family, your pets, your home, your lawn. Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug and get free shipping for whatever you order. Or you can call and talk to the operator who's there to handle the order if you feel better about doing that. 800-842-1464. It's using Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Kind of a cool concept. 800-842-1464 or go to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. All right, so Warren, the kinds of things that we don't expect to happen when it comes to pets and compatibility, it appears that dogs don't like cats, for example, or they don't like squirrels, but there's always an exception to that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the exception is the rule. The majority of dogs do very well with cats. The majority of cats do very well with dogs. So it's that fallacy of dogs and cats not getting along. I don't often say this, but at one point in my life, I owned. I lived with 30 rescued dogs and 27 rescued cats.
Oof.
They all got along. They were all friendly with each other. But it's all a matter of socializing and exposure. Obviously, if they're not exposed, they're not going to get along. Listen, I used to have a cockatoo that used to ride on the back of my cat.
Really?
And you would think birds and cats don't get along, but it's all how they're socialized. Animals have a a much easier time of adapting than even people do.
Yeah, all right. There's a video that we had posted at DougStephan.com the other day from the folks at the Australia branch of the World Wildlife Fund with a GoPro camera. They gave a turtle's eye view of the Great Barrier Reef. I find things like this fascinating. What you can do, you've seen pictures that have come from dolphins that have had cameras, dogs even. We were thinking about doing the Charlotte cam and putting a camera on my cows, too, to get the world from their perspective, at least what they see. What do you think is the best example? Hey, I'm sure you've experienced a lot of these sort of things. What's the best example of this, Warren, you can think of?
The best example is I just went to a special service for 9/11 last week, and as you know, I spent time there with New York City Police Department Canine Unit,
right.
And some of the dogs were wearing cameras because they were able to get into places that we couldn't. Then we were able to visualize and see if there was anything there. So I think the concept of police dogs wearing cameras and other dogs wearing cameras, I think it's a great idea. I think we're going to, and even animals and what, because we can learn it from them. Once a person gets involved, the animal's kind of like not himself. If the animal just has the camera on him, then we'll get a real image of what's going on.
Did you talk about on your weekend radio show, the pet shows heard around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, Warren talking about pets, etc., about the Oakland Zoo launching a way to raise money. They've got paintings that are done by their animals.
Listen, I've been to the Museum of Modern Art. I like the animal paintings. I understand them a lot better than I do some of the abstract paintings I've seen at other museums.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea and a great way to raise money, too.
It is. And fascinating to see how creative it is. You can check that story out and some of the paintings at DougStephan.com. You have posted on your Facebook page a story and information about what it's like to live in a dog retirement home. A doggy retirement. I didn't know these places existed.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's something that's more up and coming. Let's hold off for next week. I want to do a whole report on retirement homes for pets. I think it'd be a great thing to talk about.
Retirement homes for pets. All right. Don't let me forget. Warren Eckstein. Check out his website, thepetshow.com, and also check out hugsandkisses.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.